Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Oh, I thought I was turning into the activity room. So, the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Open the door, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue sky? Poison is the wind that blows from the north, south, and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from man? Can't you stand?
my daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. Now 2023. So welcome everybody to Monday's radio show, and happy new year to everybody, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk NFL football. Yes, let's do the sports report right now, talking about NFL football. All right. What's up, DJ Papa D? Are you there?
What's up, G-Money? I'm here waiting for you to talk.
Yeah, well, let's get into Monday, into the games. Starting with Thursday night's game. Thursday was San Francisco playing, who did they play? The Arizona Cardinals, I think it was. And I won that game. So I was 1-0 as of Thursday night. But is that the game that happened Monday, Thursday? It was the San Francisco 49ers playing the Arizona Cardinals, right?
No, Thursday night was the Dallas Cowboys beat the Tennessee Titans 27-13. You bet on Cowboys and over, and it was Cowboys, but it was even.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They broke even. They didn't cover the spread. Oh, man. All right, well, that's a win for G Money. So I'm 1-0 going into, this is week 16, is it?
Week 17.
All right. So I'm 1-0 going into week 17. So let's go to game number 2. That was Sunday night. And what was game number 2?
Game number 2 was actually Sunday morning. The Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Ravens 16-13. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Steelers and under.
Ooh, bad, bad. That was an upset. I'm upset about that. That was an upset. All right. Well, Baltimore still has the shot of being first place in the division. The Pittsburgh Steelers don't have a shot to win the division, but they can still make the playoffs if they win the next couple of games. So I don't know about Pittsburgh, but I'm really rooting on the Baltimore Ravens winning the division. All right. Well, that's a loss for G Money, because I bet on Baltimore to beat Pittsburgh, and I lost that game. So it's 1-1 going into game number 3.
Game number 3, the Atlanta Falcons beat the Arizona Cardinals 20-19, close game. You bet on Falcons and over, and it was Falcons but under.
Yeah, I should have known that would have been a low-scoring game, but I'm glad Atlanta won. So Atlanta's moving up in their division. Arizona Cardinals don't have a chance to make the playoffs, so they're almost extinct right now with this season. So that was a win for G Money. So I'm 2-1. Let's go to game number 4.
Game number 4, the New England Patriots beat the Dolphins 23-21, another close game. You bet on Dolphins and over, and it was Patriots and over.
Wow, I can't believe that the Dolphins, with all of their firepower, they couldn't beat the Patriots. The Patriots don't have a quarterback, but they got Bill Parcells, so they still got the mastermind as the head coach. So that's why the New England Patriots still have a shot to play in the playoffs. So they put Miami in a bad position when Miami lost that game. So that's another loss for G Money. So I'm 2-2 going into game number 5.
Game number 5, the New Orleans Saints beat the Philadelphia Eagles 20-10. You bet on Eagles and over, and it was Saints, but under.
Well, I don't know what to say about that game. I thought Philadelphia was the best team in the NFL, and for them to lose to the Saints? But I understand that the quarterback for Philadelphia was injured, so he didn't play. And they're keeping him out until the playoffs start. So he's not going to be playing in any games within the next 3 games of the playoffs. He won't play until after they have their bye in the playoffs, when they get ready to play in the divisional championship game. That's when he'll come back and he'll be playing. So they're resting him right now. But I thought their second string quarterback was pretty good. I can't believe the Saints actually scored enough points to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm surprised at that. Okay, well, that was a loss for G Money. So I got 2 wins and 3 losses. So let's go to game number 6.
Game number 6, the New York Giants beat the Indianapolis Colts 38-10. You bet on Giants and under, and it was Giants, but over.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Giants scored 38 points. Their offense was on fire. So they're getting ready for the playoffs. They're looking forward to playing in the wild card tournaments, so that should be good. I'm excited about the New York Giants playing in the playoffs. All right, well, that was a win for G Money, so I'm 3-3 now. Let's go to game number 7.
Game number 7, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Carolina Panthers 30-24. You bet on Buccaneers and over, and it was Tampa Bay Buccaneers and over.
Yep, that's right. That was a win for G Money. So I'm 4-3. Let's go to game number 8.
Game number 8, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Denver Broncos 27-24. You bet on Chiefs and over, and it was Chiefs and over.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that Denver scored 24 points. That was their score, right? Wasn't it?
Right.
What was the – it was – yeah, they got 24
27-24.
Points. 27-24. Yeah. So Denver actually played a good game. They've been losing a lot of games this season, even though they got a $140 million quarterback. But their offense just wasn't clicking at all this season. So the Broncos are trying to see how they can fix that situation. I think they're going to get a new coach. I think they're going to fire their head coach, and they're going to get a new coach. Or they're going to get an offensive play caller. I don't know what they're going to do. But somebody in the administration has got to go because they got a $140 million quarterback that can't win any games. Oh, that's unheard of. So I'll pick the Denver Broncos to lose, and they lost. So that's a win for G Money. So what is that now? I'm 6-3, and we're looking for game number 10.
You're 3-3, and we're at game number 7.
Okay.
Next.
All right.
You ready?
So let's see what's
game
going
number,
on with game number 7.
Wait a minute. Where am I? No, I'm sorry. That you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're 5-3. So that was this is game number 9 now.
Okay, so I'm 5-3. That means it's 8 games. Okay, we're in game number 9.
Game number 9. The Detroit Lions beat the Chicago Bears 41-10. You bet on Lions and under, and it was Lions and under.
43-10? That was the under score?
Total points was 52. And they only got 51.
43-10. 43-10 is 54.
41-10. 41-10.
41-10. Okay, that's 52. And what was the total points for that game?
41-10 is 51.
Yeah. So what was the
total
points for the game?
52.
You said I was under. Okay. All right. So I lost by a point. Okay. 41-10.
You didn't lose.
Yeah. Yeah,
was,
I mean,
you
I lost
on Lions and under,
points.
And it was Lions
yeah.
and under. You didn't lose anything. You guessed correctly.
Oh. Okay. All right. Wow, that's a lot of points for Detroit. It was not a lot of points. Or who were they playing, Chicago Bears?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, the Bears really didn't show up. I didn't think they would. I thought Detroit would have a better game. So they played really good. All right. They're getting ready for the playoffs. I don't think the Bears will make the playoffs. But Detroit, I think they're getting ready for the playoffs. Look forward for Detroit to play in the wild card. Okay. So, 6-3, that means this is game number 10.
Right. Game number 10, the Cleveland Browns beat the Washington Commanders 24-10. You bet on Commanders and over, and it was Browns and under.
Wow. I can't believe the Cleveland Browns actually played a good game. Well, I guess they got their quarterback back, So now their offense is rolling. But I can't believe that the Washington Commanders didn't score a lot of points. Their offense is usually pretty good, and their defense is pretty good. But they didn't show up when they played Cleveland. I don't know what was going on with Washington. And Washington was trying to get into the wild card playoffs, but they lost. So I don't think they're going to make the wild card. Oh, well, sorry, Washington. We'll see you next year. And Cleveland didn't have a wild card shot, so they were just a spoiler. But, okay, well, that was a loss for G-Money. I really like Cleveland, but I expected Washington to win. So, oh, well, next game, game number 11. I'm 6-4, so game number 11.
Game number 11, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Houston Texans 31-3. You bet on Jaguars and over, and it was Jaguars and under.
Yeah, all right. Well, Jacksonville showed up, and they beat the last-place team in their conference. So I expected them to win, but Houston didn't score any points. They only scored a field goal. I'm like really surprised because their offense has been really on fire. They scored 40 points when they played the Dallas Cowboys. So I really don't understand what happened with Houston. They just didn't show up when they played Jacksonville. And Jacksonville earned their right to be the number one team in their division. So now they're standing at number one, and they cinched the playoff spot for right now. So that's all right. That's a win for G-Money. So I'm 7-3. So let's go to game number 11.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're 7-4. This is game number 12. The San Francisco 49ers beat the Las Vegas Raiders 37-34. You bet on Niners and over, and it was Niners and over.
Yes. I'm surprised. I knew the Raiders would score a lot of points because they're trying to prove that they can play in the wild card playoffs. But San Francisco's trying to prove that they're going to win the division. So they're playing to win all out. They're ready for the playoffs. So now they're number one in their division, and the Raiders have lost their opportunity to play in the playoffs. Oh, well, Raiders, we'll see you next year. All right. Well, that was a win for G-Money. So I'm 8-3 now. Let's go to game number 12.
You're 8-4. Game number 13, the Seattle Seahawks beat the New York Jets 23-6. You bet on Seahawks and over, and it was Seahawks but under.
Yeah, the Jets have won their last game, so I wasn't surprised that the Jets would lose. And Seattle has a good team. And they should be trying to make the playoffs. I think they're still trying to qualify to make the playoffs in the Western Division. So I like Seattle. So we'll see if Seattle plays in the playoffs. But the Raiders, it's over for you. Sorry, Las Vegas. But your Raiders are done. All right. Well, that was a win for G-Money. So what's that, 9? That's 9-4?
10-4.
10-4. All right. 10-4. All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
10-4.
You're right. 9-4.
9-4. Okay. I should get two more wins to have 11, did you say I was 9-4? So that means I can win 10, 11. Okay, I got two more games to win so that I can have 11-game series of wins for the week. Okay, so we're at 9-4, so let's see, game number 14?
Game number 14, the Green Bay Packers beat the Minnesota Vikings 41-17. You bet on Vikings and over, but it was Packers and over.
Wow. I don't know what happened to the Packers. And were they playing in Green Bay or were they playing in Minnesota? Yep, doesn't answer my question. Were they playing in Green Bay
You asked me, were they playing in Green Bay, and I said yes. And then you asked me another question.
No, I asked you one question. I said, were they playing in Green Bay, or were they playing in Minnesota? Okay. Cold weather in both places. So I figured Minnesota could play good in the cold. So, but they didn't score any points, though. What was Green Bay scored 40 points against Minnesota? Wow, that's really an upset. I don't know what happened. I mean, Green Bay is trying to make the playoffs, and all the games Green Bay lost this year, and they still are going to make the playoffs? Wow. But Minnesota, I think they just rested a couple of their starters. So they weren't operating at full strength. That's what I think happened. Because Minnesota should have beat Green Bay. I think they beat them twice this year already. So I can't believe that Minnesota got beat by Green Bay. But that's the NFL. All right. Well, that was a loss for G Money. So that makes me 9-5. Okay. Well, I got to win my 10th game. This next game should be 10. A win makes me 10-5. So what was game number 15?
Game number 15, the Chargers beat the Rams 31-10. You bet on Chargers and over, and it was Chargers, but under.
All right. That was a win for G Money. Yes, the Chargers have been playing good. They've been beating the Rams every time they played them this season. So I'm not surprised that the Chargers have an outstanding offense and an outstanding defense. And the Rams just can't get it together. They got to do some coaching. They got to change some coaches so they can get their offense lined up. And I think their quarterback is hurt for the Rams. So I think that's part of the problem with the Rams. But they're not playing in the playoffs. They're not making a wild card. So it doesn't really matter. See you later, Rams. See you next season. Although I'm a Rams fan, I'll see you guys next season. Because the Rams are the returning Super Bowl champions. But now they took a year off. So they got to get some new players and get another quarterback and get a couple of coaches, and they'll be ready to play again next year. Because they have a good team, so they just, I don't know what they did this year. They took a break. They tried to get some draft choices or something. I guess that's what they were working on. So, but the Chargers are outstanding, and they're going to the playoffs. And, in fact, I think they're like second place in the Western Division right now. I think they're in second Like, okay, so that makes me 10-5. So what about game number 16?
Game number 16 is tonight. It's the Buffalo Bills playing the Cincinnati Bengals, and they're playing in Cincinnati. And they're giving the Bengals 1 point. And I think in the past, I think last week you referred to this as the Super Bowl.
Yes. This would be a good game. They got two good teams battling it out. They got the second best team in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills, and they're playing against the third best team in the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals. So it should be a good game. It should be a battle to see who's going to be the winner of the division. Actually, both of them are AFC teams, and Cincinnati, I think, is second place in the AFC in the, I think they're in the West. So they're behind Kansas City. And Buffalo is number one in the East. And I think they're in the first place in the Eastern Division for the AFC. So both of them are in good positions. Both of them should play in the playoffs. So they're both already cinched playoff spot. So, but this is going to be like a championship game, because this will be two powerhouse teams playing against each other. And I don't know if this is the first time they're playing against each other tonight. Cincinnati playing Baltimore? I don't know if they played at all this season. So this will be an outstanding game to see if Cincinnati's going to be playing at full strength. I think Cincinnati won 10 games in a row. And Buffalo, I think, won 9 in a row. So, you know, both of them are really good offense and good defensive teams. So we'll see what happens tonight in Monday Night Football. I think this will be the real Super Bowl for 2022 or 2023 season. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report. So I want to say it's a great day for the new year. Happy New Year's to everybody. And this is the first show for the new year. So Happy New Year's to everybody. And get ready for some dynamite radio shows for 2023. And I'm G-Money, and I'm bringing you the fire, people. Yeah, it's getting ready to be on and cracking. All right, DJ Papa D, let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show and some music in a minute. And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots. And the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot
after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. And I'm like, what was I gonna do? That dude was big. We told him not to bring that radio. Anthony's little brother didn't even get up and do anything.
It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick.
I wanna get blunted, my brother.
I always stay blooded. Many clouds running through my dome as I float. Float on. I'm looking for haze, a pothead phase. Thinking way back about the good old days. When I bust a taco tie in the Colombian girl. Notice up with the butter, got the big man pump. Now I'm feeling kind of high, I yet kind of keep. Maybe cause it's smoky, no cloud. 19, see, I got the safety waves. And the cool buzz, but you smell what it is. Now you smell what it was.
Cause we smoke fat blunts and we write so fine. Play video games and read high times. Makes the beat tight, hoping that the song might sell a million copies of the folks smoking dank right.
My daddy makes you jump.
And Daddy Mac kept it warm, but I didn't miss a bus to the marijuana farm in the Humboldt County, the northern part of Cali, where Hammer can dance like my man grows plants.
Never expect the AB, cause my homie dance solo.
With a fat Philly blunt on a Hawk status logo.
Good looking out,
now the boys got clout.
Now it's time to show the world what we all about.
Do we smoke two joints before we smoke two joints? And then we smoke two more.
We be telling
smoke two joints before we smoke two joints. Like the sex of Madonna, I feel like back when I puff on the ganja. So legalize marijuana, yet I'm not.
Once and my head felt light, then my eyes got red and they closed up tight. but I felt alright, so I took another hit later on that night. Now there's only three things in life that I need: money, safe sex, and a whole lot of weed. Giving props to my pops, and he gets much love too. Peace from the crew, this was for you. So I'm outie, I'm ghost, in other words, gone, but the beat goes.
Drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. I went to sleep behind the wheel.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to the new year of 2023, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short joke for you. Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. I had a girlfriend that had 3 strands of hair on her head, and she put grease on her hair and combed her hair to the side, and she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. I told her it's a dip, but it won't do. All right, that was a little boy that when he went to bed at night, he knelt down on the side of his bed, and his mother was in the room with him, and he was praying. And he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandfather." And he found out in the morning his grandfather had died of a heart attack. So the next night he laid down and he bent down on his knees to say his prayers before he went to bed. And he had his mother on the bed with him. And he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandmother." And he found out the next morning that his grandmother died in her sleep. And then he went to bed the next night, and he was kneeling on his knees, and his mother and his father were in the room as he said his prayers. And he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul you keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my father." And then the next day, his daddy got up and was very careful at everything he was doing. He was given the right of way to everybody that was driving on the street. He was waiting at the stop signs and letting everybody go by first before he turned the corner or went straight down the street. He was being very nice and very helpful to everybody at his job. He was being cautious and careful at everything he was doing throughout the whole day. And he walked home from work that day. And he came home and told his wife, "Whoo, I'm happy I made it through the day." And his wife said, "You know what? It's a funny thing. The mailman died this morning. Woo! I'm G-Man, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ Papa D, let's play a song. Let's play something by Mystical. I like Mystical. So let's play some song by Mystical. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been asleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight, and I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
You gon' holler my guitar, so don't bagging that stuff up. The girl in the club, that's what you got back for. Wobble, wobble, I'm infatuated. The girl broke that thing like she making a baby. And I see that we gonna have to go to a quiet corner for just us two. Don't worry about who looking, just keep on doing what you doing. The brother like me gonna get to work before I know the girl. Trick was happening, let them see, show the world.
Attention all your plays and pimps right now in the place to be.
Shake your ass.
I told y'all dudes before, y'all dudes can't mess with me.
Watch yourself.
Now this ain't fun, no small booties, no sir, cause that won't pay.
Show me what you're working
but
with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, the mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100. Style motorcycle, and I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school, and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central LA, where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me six tacos? Well, they charged me for six, because they should have been $5.16. They want to charge me $1.70. Did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries, and I got a drink, right? $5.219 is $7.19, so they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft tacos, Dexter. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy. Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Las Vegas. Let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up. Put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks. So follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG at Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's happening, Las Vegas? And Happy New Year! This is G Money. I'm the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story for you. There was a man that was walking around in New York, and he was passing all of these stores. And he walked into a restaurant and sat down at a table, and he was looking at the menu. And a waitress walked over to him and asked him if she could take his order. And he said, yes. I'll have a bowl of soup. And she said, okay, is that all? He said, yes, ma'am. And she said, okay, that's fine. And she took his menu and walked into the kitchen and came back with a big bowl of soup and sat it on the table in front of him. And she said, have a good meal. And he said, thank you very much. Then he said, waitress, waitress, I need your help. I have a problem. And she came over and she said, yes, sir, can I help you? What is your problem? And he said, taste the soup. And she said, why? Is it too cold? He said, taste the soup. She said, why? Is it too hot? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? Does it have too many vegetables in it? And he said, taste the soup. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough meat in it? And he said, taste the soup, please. And she said, okay, okay. And she was looking around and she said, where's your spoon? And he said, aha, that'd be the problem. You didn't give me a spoon to eat my soup with. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, I got another joke for you. There was a woman that was climbing up the stairs, and she called her son. She said, rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed. You know, because you got to go to school. Okay, let's go. And he said, Mama, I'm tired. Worked hard last night on my work. So I don't want to go to school today. Can I stay in bed for 15 minutes? And his mother said, okay, I'll set the snooze alarm on your clock. And when it goes off, then I'll be back up here to get you up, to get you ready to go to school. And he said, okay, yeah, 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 yeah. And he went back to sleep. And 15 minutes later, his alarm clock went off, and his mother was walking up the stairs. And she said, rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed, you know. It's time for you to get dressed to go to school, don't you know? And he said, but Mama, I don't want to go to school today. The teachers don't like me, and the kids talk about me. I don't want to go to school. At least, can I stay in bed for 15 more minutes? Let me sleep a little longer, and then I'll get up. And I'll get dressed and go to school. And his mother said, okay, I'll set the alarm for 15 more minutes. But when the snooze alarm goes off, you're going to have to get up and put a put a rush on it to get dressed so you won't be late for school. And he said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he went back to sleep. And his alarm went off for 15 minutes, and his mother came up the staircase, and she said, rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed, don't you know, because you got to go to school. And so you got to get up. And he said, Mama, but I don't want to go to school today. The kids talk about me, and the teachers don't like me. I don't want to go to school. And his mother said, well, I don't care what's going on with you at school. The teachers don't like you, and the kids talk about you. I don't care. You got to get up and go to school because that's your job. You're the principal. I'm G Money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. You know, there were two mosquitoes that were flying around, and they flew over a celebrity party. And Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis were getting drunk at the party. And one of the mosquitoes looked down and saw Dean Martin getting drunk. And he told his buddy, he said, hey, man, let's go down there and bite Dean Martin. And the other mosquito said, no, I can't bite him. You go down and bite him because I'm driving tonight and I'm flying today. You can't drink and drive just like you can't drink and fly. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he looked really stupid wearing a sweater. I'm G Money, the pimp cum. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, it's time for me to share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I wrote for the listening audience today? And we'll be back for more of the show and some music in a minute.
Well, you know, I got a story to tell you. I went to the airport the other day to pick up a friend of mine, and while we were at the airport, we got searched by all of the TSA. That's the Transportation Security Agency. That's what TSA stands for. They searched me and all of my friends as they got off the airplane. And I was wondering what the heck is going on. But it seems as though we got some terrorists that came into town on one of the flights. They hijacked a plane to come into Las Vegas. And so the security was checking everybody that got off the plane at the airport. And since I was waiting for my friends at the terminal, I was at Terminal 5, which is Delta Airlines' terminal. I was waiting for my friends to come in, and they searched everybody that was in the airport. So they took me in the room and strip searched me. That's right. They made me take off all my clothes and strip me down and checked in my booty hole and checked in my mouth and checked in my ears And I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing. I can't believe they're doing this to me. And I'm an American citizen. I had ID and everything. But they still check and see if I was a terrorist. And I was like, what is going on in Vegas? Now, we just had the 9/11 memorial celebration. And this might have to, something to do with that, because they always have terrorist threats around this time of year. So I don't know. But while I was waiting for my friends, we went out to the baggage check, and we were checking baggage. And my friends had a bag that came out, and it was in a red, white, and blue suitcase. So we went and picked the suitcase up, and when we picked the suitcase up, the security came and checked us again. They took the suitcase and wanted us to open it up. And I said, sir, I don't have the key. This is with my suitcase. And they're saying, well, why are you picking up somebody else's suitcase? I said, well, it belongs to my friend, and he just got off the plane. But your security agency is checking him in the back office. So we're waiting for him. And we were trying to get his suitcase and stuff so we could get out this airport as soon as possible, because we don't know really what's going on. But everything seems to be kind of funny around here, and we just wanted to get the suitcase and go. So he was like, well, if you can't open it, you can't take it. And we're like, okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll walk with you with the suitcase, and we'll go sit in the security office. And when my buddy gets out of the security office, then he can open the suitcase for you. So they said, okay. So they took us to the security office where I had just come from, where they had just searched me. And they said, oh, we don't need to search him. We already searched him. And the other officer said, yeah, but he just picked up a suitcase, and he can't open it. So then they looked at me, and they said, why are you picking up a suitcase that you can't open? And I said, because it's not mine. It belongs to my buddy, and you're in there searching him right now. So we're hoping to hurry up and get out of this airport. When you finish searching him, we're going to get in our car and we're leaving. So soon as you finish searching him, then he can come out and open the suitcase, and you can see that there's nothing in the suitcase that is illegal or immoral. You can check it all at that time. So they said, okay, you can sit right here and wait for your friend, and we'll take the suitcase and put it on a suitcase monitor where they can x-ray contents of the suitcase. And I said, fine, you can do that. I'm going to be right here to watch that you don't put anything in there or you don't take anything out. So I stood up there and watched them put it on the whatever you call it, the x-ray machine, and they looked in and they didn't see anything, no guns, no weapons, no bombs, or nothing like that. It was all closed. So they let me take the suitcase back. And I was sitting in the waiting room with my other buddy, my driver, and we were waiting on my friend to come out of the security office. So we waited, and we waited, and we waited, and we waited. And I went to the officer. I said, man, how long is this going to take? Because he's been in there over an hour. So So is there a problem? We need to find out what's happening, because if there's a problem, then we need to call the people at the school, because he goes to the college up here, and we need to let them know that he's being detained because of something. So you let us know what the problem is, and then we will call the school and let them know what the problem is. And the officer said, well, right now there's no serious problem. We just need to check everybody, and he's still in line to be searched. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll wait. And we sat, and we waited, and we waited, and we waited. And then my buddy said, gee, let's go to the restaurant and get a drink, because they'll call us, or they'll put an announcement out over the PA when your friend is ready to be picked up. And I said, oh, that sounds like a good idea. So we went to the security desk, and we said, hey, person comes up to be released from being searched by your security team, call us, please, on the PA. We're going to the bar. And they said, okay, we can do that. So we left his name at the door, and we left and went to the bar. And while we were in the bar, we were having drinks. We were watching the sports channel, and it was talking about all the NFL games that played last week. But anyway, we were sitting in the airport, and we were drinking, and we saw all these waitresses come in, these flight attendants. I'm sorry, I called them waitresses, flight attendants. But they serve you drinks on the plane and food on the plane. So they're like waitresses. And we were sitting, and a couple of them came in and sat down at the bar. So we were talking to them. We were like, what's going on with these planes? Have you guys been hijacked lately? And they were like, no, but we caught some passengers with some guns and some ammunition in their suitcase. So now we're checking everybody. And I said, oh, I see. Well, they got my friend in there. And she said, well, from the East Coast somewhere. I said, he went home. Atlanta, and they're like, oh, that's down south. That's the dirty south. And I said, yeah, I don't know how dirty it is, but, yeah, that's where he's from. He's from the ATL. So he's coming back to go to school at UNLV, so we came to pick him up. And now they're detaining him in the airport security office. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen with him. But anyway, so you say you had some terrorists that you found on the plane that had guns in their suitcase. And she said, yeah, we found like 7 people so far that came in from different states that had guns in their suitcase. And I was like, wow, 7 people. Did they all come from one airport? Or did you pick them up coming from different airports? And she said, no, they all got on different planes at different airports. But they were all coming from the east, from New York, from New Jersey, from D.C., from Connecticut. And I was like, wow. That's a lot of planes, a lot of people coming in.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Change that. This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain. And I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Happy New Year to everybody for 2023. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short joke for you. There were two people, a man and a woman, sitting on the bus, and the woman was reading the Bible, and the man asked her, he said, "Excuse me, ma'am, but do you believe everything that's written in that Bible?" And she said, "Of course I do. That's the word of God. And I believe it with all of my heart." And the man said, "Really? You really believe all that stuff they wrote in that Bible? I mean, I kind of got issues with some of the stories. Like, the story about the whale that ate the man and then spit him out on the shore of another land? I mean, really, do you really think that happened? And she said, yes, I do. I believe it. And when I go to heaven, I'll ask Jonah if that really happened. But when you go to where you're going, you can ask them down there if it's a true story. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, you know, I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring. They put it on the Braille reading list. And they said blind people were reading the book, and they were their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, what's the time check? Because I think the clock on the wall says that's all.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Well, all right, Las Vegas. It's time for us to recognize the birthdays of my fans, my friends, and the followers of my radio show. So, DJ Papa D, do we have a list of people that are celebrating their birthday today on January 2nd, 2023?
Yes, sir, we do. I want to wish a happy birthday to Mary Kat, and I can't pronounce the last name. It's spelled I-Y-K-Y-K. If you could pronounce that, let me know. Happy birthday to Megan Thomas, 39 years young. Oh, by the way, Mary Kat is a Zeta. Also, happy birthday to Jerry Allen Woods. Happy birthday to Rufus Ducero Jr. Happy birthday to Miss Tanisha Gill, 87 years old, and a Zeta. Happy birthday to Dr. Alfred Green. Looking like he's a member of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. Happy birthday to Anne-Marie Springer, 29 years young. Happy birthday to Audrey Alston, 65 years young. Happy birthday to Angela Tanqueray Salasi. Happy birthday to Candace Ronnie. Happy birthday to Joy Davis. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Anthony Lennon. And that's it for all the birthdays today, January 2nd, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthdays to everybody that's celebrating their birthday on January 2nd, 2023. This is the Capricorn time of year, and we want to give all of them our best. And I want them to know that if you get some good presents, you need to call me so that I can come and hang out with you and play with your toys, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. Right, I'm here and I'm waiting on you to give me a call, because this is a new year and I'm a star to entertain you for the year. So happy birthday to everybody, and I know God is going to give you his blessing, and he's already given us his Son to live, to give us everlasting life. So I want to sing a birthday song to all of the birthday people that are celebrating their birthdays the 1st and the 2nd of January, January 2023. And the song goes like this. Nobody told me that the road would
be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. 12 gates to the city, hallelujah. 3 gates in the east, 3 gates in the west, 3 gates in the south, 3 gates in the north, 12 gates, 12 gates, 12 gates to the city, hallelujah. Have you heard about the city where the streets are paved in gold? Have you heard about the city where the streets are paved in gold? Have you heard about the city where the streets are paved in gold? 12 gates, 12 gates, 12 gates to the city, hallelujah. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Happy birthday, everybody that's born 2023, January 1st and January 2nd. We wish you better days, good days today, and better days tomorrow. And may you have continuing blessings from our Lord and Savior. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet.
and he stopped the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.